Hey guys, it's Tea Talk, and I'm coming to you with another lit podcast, as you should listen, so let's get into it. It's going to be about boys, money, and men. Yeah, boys, money, and men. All right, well, let's get into it. I already have three good scenarios that I want to bring to you guys, and then, of course, I'm going to keep my socials open so that I can always get the comments and the feedbacks so that you guys can tell me about one of your scenarios of you know, something that you've had to deal with boys, men, and money. So let's get into it. Scenario one, I call this one Big Broke Records. Yeah, Big Broke Records. So I used to talk to this guy a few years back, and I used to ask all the time just to see what he'd say, just about like little stuff. So we had a cafe where we worked at, and they always had these good Phillies. It was a very good Philly cheesesteak for about $3 and some change. And I asked him one day, like, hey, you should buy me a Philly. And he goes, damn, it's Big Broke Records over here. And it struck me a little bit, because I've never heard a man say that. Especially a man older than me. He's about 5-6 years older than me. So I figured, you know, he'd have $375. That's all it costs, $375. So when he said it's Big Broke Records, I kind of got like iffy. Like, you're broke as fuck. Because in my eyes, $375, yo, that's in the bottom of my purse. That's in the bottom of my cup holder in my car. Like, it's like under my bed somewhere. It's in my closet, hidden in a pocket next to some lint. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it kind of blew me. And then it proceeded. But me liking him so much, I didn't care. Applebee's, wherever I DoorDashed, anything, everywhere I went, I'm calling. Hey, want something? Need anything? Okay, see you later. I bought it. And then it'll be my turn to ask for something. And then it's Big Broke Records over here, shorty. So at this point, I felt like, well, I'm young, he's older, I'm being used. Fuck him, okay? Few years go by, and, you know, we try it all over again. And it was still a little shitty, but it was better. I did not hear Big Broke Records a lot, but I did hear it occasionally. What bothers me as a woman, if I'm asking you for anything, damn well understand I can give it right back. I can buy it myself, but I really want to see how you mess with me. You know, I want to see what your vibe is like with me. How do you feel about me? If I point out some shoes in a store and I'm like, yo, babe, them shoes are fire. I really want those. And you can't afford them, that's fine. But if you can and you look at me and you say, oh, it's Big Broke Records, I don't know about that, baby. I'm broke. Even if you are broke, it's just like to hear that, it really hurts sometimes, because it's like I bend over backwards and broke or not for me. If that's something that you really want, if that's something that you feel like you just gotta have and it make you so happy, I'm the type of person who gonna make that shit happen, because that's me, you know? If Big Broke Records or not, I'm gonna make it happen. That's just, I'm never gonna go without something that I really want, you know? But yeah, proceeded to go on with the Big Broke Records thing every couple of days, and it kind of like turned me off. He was doing a Forex promotion, and he said, you're gonna knock off $35 or something that it said, and it was like a starting intro is only gonna be $99, because normally I believe it's like $225 or something to start Forex, but they had like some discount with something, you know, some type of dollar amount off or whatever, so it was $99. And I texted him and I was like, oh yeah, all right, buy it for me, knowing I have $99 in my purse. But I went on with it anyway. I said, hey, get it for me, I want to do Forex. And he was like, what? It's Big Broke Record. And I thought you didn't like Forex. And that. What threw me off was the Big Broke Records. It really does something to you after a certain age. Mind you guys, I've been talking to this guy since I was about 18 years old. And hearing it at 21, yeah, it's kind of a bummer. So I said, okay, yeah, I get it. Big broke ass records, fine. And he was like, wow, that was tough. And I was like, yeah, same way I feel. And then he gave me like the shoulder shrug emoji, like, okay, I know I'm broke. And it was like, yeah, I know too. So I left it alone, you know? All right, over that. But guys, please don't ever tell your woman something like that. Your lady friend, your girlfriend, your boo thing. Big broke record should never come out of a man's mouth if he making any type of income, okay? At least do money making Mitch and say, I'm broke, baby. At least we know you playing. Big broke record sound like you might be for real. Okay, scenario two, a man. He fucked up in other ways, but he was definitely a good man. I was dating this guy. And the very first few days I saw him, I was kind of like getting settled into the new environment or whatever. And we run into each other at a club. Now, I go to the club or whatever, because all my friends call me and they're like, hey, Taylor, you know, first few days of working out here again, and, you know, we should all hit the club, get some drinks, you know, see if we see any more of our friends. So I'm like, yeah, cool, sounds good, I'll get dressed. So, of course, I walk in, everybody's screaming my name and stuff. I felt all love, but I've been working there for so many years, I kind of expected it. So after, I want to say, about 15, 20 minutes, I see this guy, and he looks so sad, you guys. So I walk over, and I'm like, what's wrong? You look really depressed. You know, this is a club. You're not supposed to be, like, really, like, Debbie Down in there. You're supposed to be up, supposed to be lit. What's going on? You good? He was like, yeah, I'm just here with my cousins, you know? And I've been dancing with his cousins all night. I did not know they were his cousins. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, I mean, we all, you know, live in the same area, so if you want, I can watch your cousins, you know, take them home for you. He was like, oh, no, that's cool. I mean, I'm going to just stay out here anyway. I'm like, oh, okay, sweet. So I get up. Conversation was boring as shit, guys. So boring. So I get up. I continue to dance, you know, but I'm giving, like, eyes as I'm dancing or whatever, looking around, looking at him and stuff. I shit you guys not. About 5 days later, he invites me to the beach. We go to the beach. He does it big, you guys. It was very, very cute, very sweet, very elegant. I didn't ask for anything. That's how you should know. Men know what they want, and they get shit done. Don't ever let a man tell you what he doesn't have, because if he wants you, if he wants something to click, if he's gonna make it work. Whether it's with money or without money, he's gonna make it click. The effort isn't hard, especially if they already have interest in you. You didn't even give them nothing. You didn't give them a kiss. You didn't bump. You didn't hump. Whatever. But he's still giving you this attraction, this attention. It just feels so good. So that's not even the cherry on top, guys. I want to say a week or 2 weeks later, we go to the mall. 4th of July was about to come up, and he decides we're going to go to the mall. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I leave him. He was in Dick's Sporting Goods. I jumped to Victoria's Secret. So while I'm in there, I'm getting, you know, cute stuff to wear, night stuff or whatever. I come out, and he has like 7 bags from Dick's. And I'm like, whoa, you went crazy in there. He was like, yeah, this is yours and this is mine. And I was like, He didn't ask me for my size. He didn't ask me what my favorite color was. He just simply said, I kind of wanted to match on the 4th of July. And I thought that'd be really dope. You look like you wear like a 7 or something. So I got you a 7, but if it's not it, we can just go back here and change your size for the shoes. And then you're a small. You look small as fuck. So I got you all smalls with the clothes. And my jaw dropped just a little bit. Because one, I didn't give you any incentive to buy anything for me. That came just like out the kindness of his heart. And that was really, really sweet. Once again, not saying that money is everything, but it's the fact that you spend your money how you want to spend it. So if somebody ever tells you that they ain't got it like that, or they don't feel like that's a good thing, bullshit, because somebody who like you, man or woman, if they want you enough, it's not a damn thing in this world they won't do for you. Not a damn thing. I didn't even care to look at the receipt. I didn't care how much he spent. He could have got that shit off the clearance rack for all I care. But it was a simple fact of somebody else thinking about me instead of me telling you to think about me, you know? And then we finally began dating. After we dated for about 4 or 5 months, I would get these monthly deposits of about $500-$600. Not monthly, like bi-weekly. And then after that, it became weekly, every few days, every other day. It was crazy. Like, I got to the point where I'd save up everything that he sent me and send it back on certain days, like his birthday, or, you know, just to let him know that I'm not here for that, and, you know, I can definitely give it back. And then a third one. This is a boy, guys. This is a boy I'm about to talk about. A boy broke my phone, cracked it in a million pieces. He threw it across the room. My phone was on top of his phone, and he grabbed his phone, and in the midst of him grabbing mine, my phone slid and flew across the room. It was about $200 and some change to get fixed, and I paid for it to get it fixed. But he also apologized 1,000 times and told me that he wouldn't, you know, play me. He gave my money back or whatever. It was just a tough time. Me realizing that it wasn't just a tough time, it was more so him knowing he wasn't going to pay me back, I kind of like left it alone. But then he proceeded to try to send me money with scams. Like, he tried to send me money to load or something like that. Like, I don't really know the logistics, but he tried to send me money to, you know, gain a bigger profit another way, rather than, hey, I came up a little bit, made some change, here's a little bit, not all of it, but here's something, just to let you know, like, I really am sorry about breaking your phone. Nothing like that ever came out of this dude's mouth. Simply, yo, I need your Cash App. I'm about to send you this money. I need you to do this, that, and the third. And one day I kind of was like, well, if it's not the money that you owe me, then I don't believe you should send me anything, because I'm going to keep it. After that, we hadn't spoke for a few months, and then I got on live while I was at work, and he jumped in and thought we were, you know, super friendly with each other. I did proceed with the hey, and he tried to, you know, talk to me as if nothing had ever happened. Now, that's the piece that kind of threw me off, because one, I hadn't forgot that you broke my phone. Then he proceeds to try to be cool with it. He saw that I had a few watchers on the live or whatever, and he proceeded to say, well, you knew you wasn't going to get that money back and stuff like that. So I was like, okay. Well, I knew I wasn't going to get that money back. Like, I knew your hairline wasn't going to grow back. That's why you keep wearing those do-rags. And everybody busts out laughing on live or whatever. Now he's feeling a little rejected. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I mean, it's okay for a person of your standard. You're always struggling with something. So, I mean, to know that I wasn't going to get my money back, that's fine. Because now I feel like you tried to play me on my own live, and that's just, like, not tolerated. Then he proceeds to say, don't be mad because I didn't let you hit this. Incorrect again. I just want everybody to know I could never be upset with one man because they did not give me what little they have in those pants, when it's a million and one men all around, everywhere I go, men and women. Let's not forget that piece. Yes, women too. So when he said that, he kind of threw me off, because one, the topic was really the money, my phone. But because you thought being cool and aha, you ain't gonna get it back was gonna work, you thought that was gonna work and it didn't. I snapped back, proceeded to talk about your hairline, and then you tried to tell me about what little dick you have in your pants. That did not upset me. It did not, like, throw me off or anything. What really made me funny was he was actually, you know, talking to a girl. out where we were working, and the girl said that she didn't want to talk to him either because he had a very small, you know, wow down there. It wasn't even a wow, it was a we. You get what I'm saying, but yeah. So when he brought that up, it was kind of like weird. Then he was like, you know, I got money and da da da. I stayed cashing out, yeah, on DoorDash with other people's money. You take fucking Sarah Jane's credit card, living in LA right now, you take her credit card information and you spend $100 on Wingstop, $200 on Domino's. Sir, you are the weakest scammer I've ever met in my life. First of all, scamming is dead, period. It's never been like a cool thing to me, but you, my friend, you hold yourself completely. If you ever thought that was going to be something that I was interested in. So you, them do-rags that you will never take off your head, and them same pair of dusty, rusty, musty, crusty-ass blue jeans that you be wearing, gots to go. Those were my three topics. Love to hear about, you know, things that happened with you guys, but those were like three that I really had to get up out of there. Another short one. A guy tried to ask me to buy him some Balenciagas. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Because it ain't no man out here who'd have never bought me a pair of Balenciagas. So I'm out here trying to think, you know, I'm really thinking. And then I think of this post in my head that I saw on social media that was like, if he can't get you, no, it says she. If she can't get you $500, don't give her $500. So I flipped it. And I was like, if he can't get me $500, I ain't giving him $500. Now, in my head, I can purchase those Balenciagas. I could take you there. Yeah, I could buy those. But what am I getting? Some people say, you shouldn't think like that. You should just, you know, give what you can and then, you know, receive your blessings later. Well, those blessings take a minute. And that money is taken out of my account right now. So, yeah. How you gonna take me there? Am I gonna get, like, some money? Are you gonna buy me, like, matching Balenciagas? Was that, like, a trick? Buy mine, I buy yours. Or buy mine, I already got yours. Like, that's what I was waiting on. But it was, like, not there. Then he proceeded to tell me like, oh, they're half off. Like, oh, I don't give a fuck. That wasn't my answer. That wasn't my question. You know, I simply wanted to know, well, you must already bought mine because you're asking me to buy yours. I've never been that type of woman. If you buy a scat and you can't pay the bill and you call my phone, you're going to hear my mouth. Because number one, have you ever paid my car note? No. Have you ever got it washed, put new tires on it, changed the gas? Have you ever hit the brakes, changed the brakes for me or anything? No. Have you ever looked under my hood? No. Okay, so why in the world am I helping you improve your car when my car probably needs improvement too? Okay? All right. That was all of the tea that I could provide. If I missed anything, if you guys want to hear more commentary, if you want to hear anything, you know, regarding the topic, please let me know. The Instagram is at j.lots, that is at j.lots on Instagram. I'm not really on Twitter a lot, but you can definitely reach me there. The DMs are always open with more topics or anything. If you ever want to hear something specifically, give me a shout on Twitter. It is at damn_Tay with two Y's. Thank you guys for listening. And again, you know, ladies, if he can't give you $500, don't you ever give him that money, okay? And men, not the boys, men, if she can't give you $500, don't you dare go in your mother effing pocket. Don't you pull out that Louis Vuitton wallet and give her something that you know she can't give back. Are you crazy? Something in the Nicorette these days, because you guys are smoking these vapes like crazy. If you thought somebody was going to give you such a lump sum with nothing in return. Come on now. Get in your bag and understand that that's just not how we do that. But you guys know the rest. Strive and try to stay at your best self. stay motivated, stay in your bag, stay the baddest man, stay the baddest woman. Hot girl summer, hot boy summer, whatever you want to call it. It's me, T-Tuck.